Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. 4 months free, a 30-day money-back guarantee. It works on all your devices, phone, laptop, desktop, PC, router, doesn't matter. It's got you covered. Change your virtual location with just one click. Get access to more content around the globe and content at a much more affordable price. Protect yourself from online trackers, malware, annoying pop-up ads. NordVPN.com/Fightful. How are you going to pass this up? It effectively pays for itself within about a month or two of using it, especially if you buy pay-per-views like I do. Get access to the old WWE Network, you know, those things that you miss with NordVPN.com/Fightful, and you get that incredible deal. They've got three great tiers for you to choose from, so check it out. Whether you want to pass, a VPN, a locker, or all three, NordVPN.com/Fightful has you covered.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful, here with a name you know. Evil Uno, how you doing, man?
I've had better days, I will tell you.
Yeah, yeah. So as we film this, last night,
yeah,
Preston Vance left Dark Order. Thoughts, feelings, emotions?
You know, it's only been 12 hours, and I haven't had much of a chance to process it. They're not good feelings, I will say that.
Probably significantly awkward that you guys are promoted for like a giant Dark Order group picture.
I'm literally 15 feet away from him right now. Not right now, but okay. At my table.
It's like,
and I was told by authorities that if we were to fight that I would go to jail.
I was like, please, if you're going to fight, please do it while we're filming.
Yes. So,
I need the subscriptions.
You know, if I do it in an AW ring, I believe it is legal. That is within the contracts. But I cannot do it here. I would love to give you an in-depth thought, but I have not. You know, I'm still my. You can't see under this leather mask, but I'm bandaged on my forehead from when he did. I'm still kind of riled from it, and I truthfully don't know what the future is for Dark Order right now.
I mean, Dark Order looks categorically different. I will say this: a little behind-the-scenes news. Saw yourself, Stu, and Hangman talking a little bit earlier.
We were.
Almost snapped a little dirt sheet picture, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to give them their privacy.
I think this is the first time Stu and Hanger saw each other in a long time.
Yeah. So. And, I mean, we did see Stu pop back up in Toronto, which was such a great moment.
Yes. Somebody texted him. I can't tell you who because I don't want to reveal it. But he said, you had a Steve Austin-level pop when you came out.
It was incredible.
It was.
Was it Steve Austin?
Yes. Stu is secretly Steve Austin. But I will say, yes, Canada does love Dark Order and loves Stu Grayson, for sure.
So the Dark Order looks obviously categorically different than it did over the last few years. Hangman loosely affiliated, obviously unfortunate. He's dealing with an injury.
He is.
Stu is doing his own thing, but obviously still on good terms with AEW, which is promising
to
see.
Yes, correct. Stu's on good terms with AEW, good terms with myself. We still will occasionally tag team on the independents. But right now he's just taking personal matters into his own hands back home. Taking some more time at the Keep where we teach wrestling and trying to we still live in Canada, so we still have a supplementary life to take care of, and so he wanted to commit more time to that.
Negative One is still around.
Yes.
This kid is a natural performer.
He is,
my God.
He is incredible. Well, he was raised within the business.
I know, but I mean, like,
he's,
even at that
years
age?
Old, and he's already got 2 years of wrestling experience.
Like, we're talking like the Macaulay Culkin of pro wrestling here. Like, his mannerisms, I'm looking at and I'm like, man, like, first off, when he's 18, he's going to have a ready-made, like, origin story with all these people that are treating
him
terribly.
I'm actually quite scared to find out what he's going to
become.
Because a lot has already happened to him in this short span in wrestling.
And Brody Lee, rest his soul, obviously not with us anymore, but instrumental in, like, transforming the Dark Order.
Yes.
From people said you were a cult. And then it became more of like a fun social club.
You know, I think we were always a fun social club. We had a very bad first impression, that's all, you know.
Sure.
You know, nowadays, I wouldn't even say it's a social club. We were very much a family the last 2 years. Obviously, with Brody's passing, it was very dramatic for all of us. It was our absolute lowest on a personal level. But what blossomed from there was we became a family. We were a unit at first. We were a group of wrestlers who had a common goal. But now, like, I actually trusted every single member. So to know what happened recently hurts me a whole lot because I genuinely care for each member of the Dark Order.
Colt is another guy that kind of disappeared for a little while,
yes,
but popped back up. And it seemed like, I mean, locker room seemed really, really thrilled about that.
I missed that week when he was there, so it was a surprise to me.
Yeah.
I was very happy to see it on my television show, though. Big Colt Cabana fan, obviously. I hope we get to see him more. His role in Dark Order is still kind of in question. Another one who I think is taking time for himself.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure, and I hope, that in the future we'll see more of Colt Cabana as well.
I think the most I ever laughed at a piece of wrestling content is when Dark Order is backstage and Sue has to throw the papers.
Yes.
Sue is wonderful. I did an interview with Sue the day after her big debut,
mm-hmm,
and she's just been wonderful. Like, she was a teacher back in the day, and she'll always message me and be like, how's your wife's class going, and things like that.
She's incredible.
The most wonderful woman.
She just wrote a book.
Yeah, I know. I know
book.
We promoted
it. It's
incredible.
Yeah.
Chaos member Sue.
I know.
I mean, like, that's got to feel. Again, we're talking about the hits the Dark Order's taken. How does it feel that she's a member of Chaos and didn't, like, you guys tried to bring her in? You tried to make her part of the family.
I think she just kind of, she was bled in through a family role.
Yes.
You know, Big Greg was in Chaos.
Exactly.
So Mother Sue had to be there as well. We still
what
talk.
What a coup that would have been.
It would have been. I will say this. We still talk. We're still on good terms, me and Sue. We send Instagram DMs. She's thanked me for reading her book. She'll occasionally send cookies, which, by the way, if you have not had them,
yes,
they're fantastic.
MJF said they sucked.
Well, MJF doesn't like anything.
That's true.
His father makes awful muffins. So
he makes bagels. He makes
bagels. That's what it is. They're
it's bagels.
They're awful.
Oh, my
muffins
God.
Muffins on the mind. Sorry, my friends.
Oh.
But yes, I would love for Sue to officially join us.
It'd be great. I like to imagine the Rey Mysterio and Dominik storyline, but it's just Sue and Trent.
Wow, hey.
But Sue wants Trent to fight her. And Trent's like, I don't know. I just don't know, man. One of those.
Like, I'd love to see Sue versus Greg.
She's incredible. I think she's one of those people that, like, probably didn't expect to perform ever. But she's so endearing and charming, and everybody likes
she's
her.
She's so perfect. I love anytime she appears with the white van. It's just
yes.
She's wonderful. She's a huge Sue. You are a great human being.
She's a wonderful human being.
I miss
being.
You.
You've blown up on streaming as well.
I have all
the gaming content. I mean, especially during the pandemic, a whole new audience.
Yes.
Found and connected with people, and yourself as a professional wrestler. I've always found this a natural connection because you guys go out there live and connect with people face to face.
Yes, I try to do it as much as humanly possible.
So, like, through a screen, well, that's even easier.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, What motivated you to start doing that?
So I actually did Twitch streaming over a decade ago. I used to review independent gaming in general. I would review two or three games a week. And I've written some pieces for certain websites and stuff. And when the pandemic hit, truthfully, I didn't know if I was going to have a job anymore. Sure. We didn't know what the world is like. I still live in Canada. And so I was a prisoner of my own home for several months.
Yes.
And I was starting to get stir crazy. And I thought, you know what? This is a way for me to engage my audience because I'm not capable of doing it on television. Mm-hmm. I'll go back to doing what I used to do. And I love Twitch streaming. I'm a big gamer. That's why I got my AW Games role, is my involvement in Twitch and content creation in the last decade. So it's a great way for me to, for fans to get a personal interaction with me while I am also simultaneously doing something I enjoy. You know, it's not a forced experience. I'm at home. I get to respond to what people say. I get to pick and choose what I respond to. And it's really blown up through the...
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pandemic, I think it's kind of not just me, but I think almost everyone had died out a little bit.
Everyone
wants to go back to going to shows and going to public places. But it's been a very pivotal part of my growth in the last 2 years, and I'm very thankful I got to start Twitch and got me my job at AEW Games.
And the roster has bringing in a guy like Adam Cole, and of course,
yes.
Aubrey is there, who's got a history in developing gaming. Like, it's such a wonderful community there. Plus, when Fight Forever comes out, there's going to be another big surge, which I've heard some great things about Fight Forever.
I've played the demo. I can tell you it's quite good.
One person told me that, and they are not connected to gaming, they're like, well, it plays an awful lot like No Mercy to me. And I said, well, that's a very good thing.
Yes.
That's a very good early review.
I went to represent us in Germany at Gamescom last October, and this was the first time I ever got to have my hands on the game. So we had the demo. There's a tutorialization at the beginning, but I never read any of that stuff.
Yes.
I don't like reading in a video game if it's not for story purposes.
I respect that.
It plays exactly like the game you think it does.
Yeah.
If you enjoy your Aki engines, your THQ engines from 2000 to 2006, it plays that way. And so I played on Xbox controller, and I knew instantly what taunting was. I knew how to grapple. I knew how to activate my finish. I'm very excited to see the final product, for sure.
I am too. Any details you can provide us?
I would love to give you some details.
You want
to
drop the release date right
now. You know what? Yes, yes. No, I can't do that. What I can give you, I'll give you the tidbits that I was allowed to announce. There will be over 50 characters at launch.
Okay.
The plan is for it to evolve over time. So we have a huge roster. Of course, you know, it hasn't been said, but I am sure we're going to release more of that roster in due time. There will be more game modes than what originally is released. It's a game that it is called AW Fight Forever for several reasons. One being that this is going to likely be a forever game that evolves over time.
So, I mean, it's looking like this will be a single release that adapts and adds to it.
Yes,
That's dope. I love that.
Like, yes.
I, as a guy who plays Madden an awful lot, and even the WWE games, and I'm not trying to take a dump on WWE games because their last iteration was very good.
I actually like their last one.
It was very good. I always thought, I'm like, man, you know what? It seems like it'd be better to just add to the current model
rather than
of
every
the game.
Year change it.
Yeah, especially with Madden, where it's effectively a roster update every year.
Yes, and sometimes you will buy the next year and they remove content.
Exactly. Like I've been WWE games. I loved the tag team elimination chamber. You could do 3-on-3.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's like a little mini war games type of thing. And now that isn't an option. And I was like, man, what? What's up with that?
They'll have years where GM mode's there. Some years they're not. I'm always of the mind that if a game can evolve over time, like I play, I'm going to drop some gaming stuff here. Deep Rock Galactic, No Man's Sky, games that like initially were good.
Yes.
But now 2 years later are fantastic because they have so much crazy content. So.
Back to a little bit of wrestling talk.
Yes.
Alan Angels, another.
Yeah, we're situated about 6 feet from him today. Yeah.
Yes, you were. You were. And I wanted to sneak a little picture of that too. He has had some choice words for Dark Order because he's now in Impact, signed there, which is, you know, Impact has long been on good terms with AEW, but he doesn't seem keen on being good on good terms with the Dark Order as he's now in Violent by Design.
So I don't understand why you would join a cult who wear yellow of all colors, the worst color on the spectrum. I don't have any ill will towards Alan.
Yellow is the color that they put in McDonald's to get you the hell out of there, right?
Exactly.
They would do that.
Exactly.
They would be like, what visually unappealing colors will get people in and out?
Yeah,
yellow.
Like, it's a warning sign that sticks out and hurts your eyes. I did graphic design. You don't want to use yellow. I don't know why he joined a cult. Very weird. Very weird.
He would do that.
But I will say I don't have any ill will towards Alan. And sometimes I can kind of rationalize his treatment of us. Because we may not have treated him so well.
That's fair.
In our time before.
Fair.
And so, you know, as the bigger brother in this situation, it's fine. I accept his harsh words. I think they're still meant with a little bit of love.
Yes.
I no ill will towards you, Alan. Just wear a different color. It does not suit you.
So, first time I saw you wrestle in person was actually at Toronto, SummerSlam weekend.
For Smash / Progress.
And the three people that I left that venue being like, damn, I need to see more of them were Jody Threat, yourself, and Stu. I was can't believe I had not seen them wrestle in person. Mm-hmm. Now AEW in Canada. I mean, that's finally a barrier that's been broken through.
Yes.
Where in Canada are you looking at, and where would you push and be like, we got to go there, go there?
I mean, Toronto was the first city we hit, and I mean, it makes a ton of sense. I think Toronto is one of the largest wrestling markets, just historically. If I were to hit some major cities, Montreal, absolutely.
Of course, yeah.
Great city for wrestling, great crowds, historically crazy crowds.
I would love to see how they react specifically to AEW, because we see it with WWE.
Yes, they hold grudges forever, too.
I know, I love it.
So I'm really excited to see what that happens. I think Vancouver is another one.
Yes. Winnipeg, blowing up, too. Vancouver's getting even bigger by the day. It's like
actually, West Coast in general.
It's Canadian Hollywood now.
Has blown up. And then Winnipeg, I think, is a guarantee.
Yes.
I mean, if we don't hit Winnipeg, I'd be very, very surprised.
Yes. I mean, Jericho's got his new deal. They're hitting Winnipeg at some point.
I mean, Kenny's from there.
Yeah,
Don
that's a good
is from
point.
There. And then finally, if I could have a personal stake, I would love if they went to the nation's capital, Ottawa. That is where I live and am from. But truthfully, it's a large city, but it's not as crazy and as enamored by wrestling as the other cities are. So,
as we wrap up, I like to do a segment called Shooting Softly.
Ooh, okay.
It's the opposite of shooting hard.
Okay, so I'm saying nice things.
Exactly. Okay. You're going to say nice things about people.
Okay.
And it'll be just completely random names. They might walk by. Even.
Okay.
We'll say Matt Hardy.
Initially was supposed to be, was in talks to be the exalted one.
Yeah.
We even teased it. He has a mind for wrestling that I think people underestimate. He's been able to recreate himself over and over, and I really admire that about him.
A guy that works backstage in AEW, BJ Whitmer.
BJ Whitmer's fantastic. I think he's one of our best agents because he gets very involved. He definitely knows his stuff. A huge shame that he had to stop wrestling because he was one of my favorites at the time.
He's fantastic.
Yes.
Chris Statlander.
I'm so crushed that Statlander's hurt right now because I genuinely think she should be our champion. She is, bar none, one of the best athletes in AEW, and beyond just the women's division, I just mean in general.
We'll go with somebody who is a champion, Jade Cargill.
Jade Cargill, I want to be a part of the baddies.
I think you could do it.
I think I could do it. She's even said I could. I haven't had my official invite. If I'm going to say something positive about her, it's incredible how the strides she's made in her short time in wrestling. It took me 19 years to get where I am.
She's just such a star.
Natural. She radiates stardom energy for sure.
And while we're somewhat connected to Jade, we'll wrap up and say Smart Mark Sterling.
Terrible person. the less I have to talk to him, the better. You have poor choices of suits, and I don't know what you've been doing with your hair, but I'm starting to see the bald spot. So, Mark, stop coming to work.
Tell the people where they can find you on social media.
Evil Uno, every single place. I am a smart man and will not take any other thing. So, Evil Uno everywhere, except for Instagram, which is evil.uno, because some jerk who has not used their social media in over 9 years still has the name.
It took us years to get Fightful on
Release
Twitter.
My name to me, please.
We need the Snyder cut of his handle.
That's right. Instagram is quite important because Twitter might die tomorrow. And then where am I going to put my
Hive.
Shit posted?
Hive. I've got.
I opened it. I opened one. I have an account.
It's very slow.
I'm not quite sure if I'll use it.
It's very slow.
Yes. Every time I open it, nothing loads.
Nothing at all.
Nothing loads. So
they got two people running it.
So I hope Twitter doesn't die. It is a cesspool, but it is my cesspool.
That's right. That's right. Guys, until next time, we're out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.